from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for a timeout on the Morning Shift. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, gentlemen, the year was 1897. The Georgia Bulldogs opened up the season with shutout victories against Clemson and Georgia Tech. And Georgia had this player named Vaughn Gammon, athletic kid. He was considered a really good athlete for his time, played baseball and tennis. I guess fast twitch, as much as fast twitch could fast twitch back in the day. And Georgia's playing Virginia here in Atlanta. And Vaughn Gammon, kind of, you know what football was back then? Everybody's just bunched up on the line of scrimmage, no neutral zone, nothing else.
It was a rugby pile.
Well, Vaughn Gammon threw himself into that pile. Bunch of dudes landed on him. He landed on his head. They took him to Grady Hospital. He passed away.
Oh, God.
And there was outcry all over the state. This game's too violent. We have to end it. And there was actually a bill brought up in the state legislature to ban football. You know who rescued college football in the state of Georgia? His mother, Rosalind Gammon. She knew how much he cherished the sport, and she could not live with herself if she knew the sport would go away because of the death of her son. She wanted it to go on because of the death of her son. 1905, there were 18 deaths in college football. And one of the most grisly injuries was Teddy Roosevelt's son, who was president at the time. He suffered a horribly broken nose, almost disfigured face. And that's when there was a nationwide outcry to ban college football. Teddy Roosevelt entered in and said, no, we have to save the sport. We have to amend the rules. So what happened? They created a neutral zone. They spread out the formations, brought in the forward pass, and that actually led to the creation of the NCAA. So Rosalind Gammon, Teddy Roosevelt saved football as we know it. 18 deaths in one season in football. Can you imagine that?
I'm so curious, like, where the root was for some of those. Like, were they collision-related head injuries, or was,
yeah,
were there
it was,
also...
It was mostly, yeah, it was that.
Were there also, like, conditioning, hydration issues?
You know, I bet there were a lot of contributing factors. Poor coaching, poor technique. A lot of things could lend to that. A lot of broken necks.
Terrifying.
Traumatic brain injuries.
It kind of reminds you, and I'm not saying it's the same because these were actual deaths, but it was, you know, it kind of reminds you of the early days of UFC when everyone went after it. Remember it when it was?
Oh, it was a little too much.
And they were able to, they were able to take it and evolve the sport.
I like that amendment you added there.
And make it safer. But yet, keep the violence.
I was trying to tone down the word violence.
But yeah,
well, the gladiator aspect that we love.
It used to just be you would fight in a tournament that all happened one night, And there were no time limits or anything. There were no weight limits, nothing.
Well, to your point, I mean, you know, this is not even remotely the same kind of like you said, but there are a lot of people haven't liked NASCAR since the 90s because it doesn't, it has all the safety aspects.
Restrict your plates?
Well, you can't, you know,
Hans device,
right, you're going to try to keep it under 200. You're going to keep the cars on the ground. They do everything they can to make sure these cars don't go airborne, even though they still do and did last weekend. The Hans device, everything else. I mean, the clothes, face mask, the, you know, the window nets, everything else. When you see, you know, there's certain guys, you know, Dick Trickle's lighting a heater in the thing with the open face mask and he's, you know, wearing no goggles.
As they're pouring fuel in.
Yeah. Well, how about Dale Earnhardt on a caution lap? I think it was at Richmond. He climbs out of his car. He's driving with his knees and he's wiping his windshield off. and it's if you go check the footage, I think it's Richmond. It might be Martinsville or something. But
yeah, it's definitely one of those.
He's cleaning it off. I went to my parents Monday after I left the show, and we were watching me and my mom were watching the Michigan race. Right, my mom goes, "Why do they got to take their steering wheels off? Why are they removable?" And I said, "Because they can't get out of the car unless they do." And so they finally showed an in-car view, Rob, and your head doesn't move left or right anymore. You're just so locked in there, and you're so close to everything because of safety issues.
Yeah. And it is funny, too. Like I said, I mean, you look back at some of the old NASCAR things. That goes along to the UFC and the football stuff you're talking about. There was, I mean, up in, you know, the 80s, you can see guys pitting cars with no helmets on, backwards hat. You know, there's cars flying past and probably no speed limit on pit road at that time. You're like, these guys have lost their freaking
mind, yeah,
man. They're just standing out on pit road while the race is going on. You know, like all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's funny because you've put all that, you know, you've put rules in place to keep safety, and sometimes it doesn't always translate to some people, but you look at some of the numbers, like you said, man, 18 deaths in one college football season, that is absolute insanity.
There's like 45 over like a 3-5 year period, and like I said, you know, they had that, there was a bill in the state legislature to get rid of college football, vetoed by the governor due to a letter that Roslyn Gammon wrote to the governor. So.
You just and also you said they opened wins against Georgia Tech and Clemson. I'm like, was that at Piedmont Park? You know, was that, I always walk past the thing about the Auburn Georgia game being
played.
That's right. At
Piedmont. Yep, first few were played at Piedmont Park.
It's crazy, man. It's mind boggling. There's a park over in Birmingham, very similar. The first Iron Bowls were played, just some random Highland Park or whatever it is over there in Birmingham. It's the same thing. It's the same kind of statue and thing standing there. It's crazy.
And Georgia Auburn played a few games in Columbus too, if I'm not mistaken. So. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. What's that?
I was going to say, there was a time when Alabama played home games in Mobile, you know, every now and then. Yeah, they'd go down to Mobile and play a home game.
The site of the original Mardi Gras.
That's right.
Ask people from Mobile. They'll tell you.
No, they take pride in that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.